bit of high school basketball as well, as the JCAA shootouts are here. Then later in the show, we'll touch on the women's basketball team. They are in action tonight against Southeastern Iowa. But first, we'll talk a little JCAA. We're joined now by the Fieldhouse Coordinator, Ms. Marie Self. Marie, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Nice of you to join us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Marie, you guys already got things started, though, with the JCAA shootout. Last Saturday, you had the girls here all day. Just how did that event go?
It went really well. Everything ran smoothly. The teams and the games were really good.
Yeah, so what type of atmosphere does it kind of bring in, knowing that, hey, you got games back-to-back-to-back-to-back, and all the community gets a chance to come check it out?
Actually, it's a great atmosphere because, they just don't have to stay for their game. They can stay for other games. They can come back. We even bring in a school from another area. One school per year has a choice of bringing in and inviting another team. The girls, St. Pius, ended up bringing Brentwood in out of St. Louis, and they were a pretty decent team.
Yeah, did they enjoy themselves? Did you get a chance to talk with the coach or anything?
Yes, actually, they did enjoy themselves. They had a good time.
Awesome, awesome. Very cool. And, Maria, how about for the general fan to come in? What is it? Does it cost any money for them, and what so?
Yes, it does. It's $4 for adults, and it's $2 for students.
And is that just for one game, or is that for an all-day access?
That is for all-day access. They can come and go.
Okay, and now this Saturday, we have the boys' turn. It's the boys' side in the JCAA shootout. Is that remaining the same, the prices?
Yes, the prices will stay the same.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, what's on tap for this Saturday?
On Saturday, we start at 11 a.m. We're going to start off with Windsor and Herky. And then about every hour and a half, so 12:30, you've got Pius in North County. 2, you're going to have Perryville and Grandview. 3:30, Festus and Jefferson R7. At 5, DeSoto and Crystal City. And to round out the evening at 6:30 is going to be Hillsborough and St. Vincent.
So an all-day, all-night affair.
It is an all-day, all-night affair.
So I imagine if you're going to have a tournament hosted all day, then there's going to be some concessions.
Correct.
Awesome. What do we got to offer in there for food and drinks?
Well, of course, you got your usual nachos and popcorn. We're going to have some chili, hot chocolate, hot dogs, of course. The usual, lots of drinks. We are Pepsi products, so we'll have Pepsi products out here.
Yeah, very cool. And is the prices kind of varying up and down on that?
Prices do vary up and down on that. So,
yeah. Yeah. And Marie, how long have you guys been doing this?
This is the third annual shootout that we've hosted. We've been the host site for all 3 years. The county teams and association got this started, and we are the host site for it.
Yeah, so kind of take me through that process. How does it kind of get started? When do you guys kind of start speaking? It's my understanding that the athletic director at Hillsborough, Eddie Marino, kind of puts together matchups and helps kind of coordinate those things. But how's that communication work?
Well, actually, all of the ADs do get together, and they actually put the schedules together and talk about their teams. And then, we'll probably have the date set for next year coming up here in January or February. And then they started talking about a month ago. Most of the details are already in place, so that's the fantastic part. It's just getting the schedule put together and coming in.
Okay, so very cool. So it's a very straightforward process. Once it happens, we move on to the next year then.
You got it.
Awesome, awesome. And Maria, with part of that, you guys get a chance to host it. Did they kind of approach you a couple years ago, or was it a little bit of a mutual interest?
Actually, it was a little bit of a mutual interest. Eddie suggested it and was talking about it, and we agreed to be the host site.
Yeah, how have the last couple of years been in terms of attendance?
Actually, not too bad. It's a rough time of the year. ACT testing always unfortunately ends up falling on the girls' weekend. But we've made some adjustments so that the girls are not missing the games.
So a lot of times are the games pretty competitive as well? Is it good brand basketball?
Actually, it is, and it's getting better every year.
Awesome, 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 Maria. And with the field house and things of that nature, is it kind of good for you guys as well to have an opportunity to kind of bring some kids onto your campus and to check out Jefferson College?
Oh, it's a great opportunity for the young men and women to come out here and see the campus. And we set a table out up in the front. It has information on it about the college. A lot of the schools that are out here are already visited by our student services area and recruiting, but it never hurts to get the information out there again because they may have missed something that they may be interested in.
Yeah, absolutely, and who knows, maybe they haven't even been to the campus before and things of that nature.
True.
So, and you have the general student population as well that comes in, and athletes get a chance to come in and kind of check it out. How about your own students? Do they tend to stick around at all for it a little bit?
Some of them do. Some of them have not gone home from housing yet. So I do know last week we had at least 8 kids down here from housing that popped in to see how things were going.
Awesome, awesome. And that's kind of cool. It's a good representation as well, right?
It is. It's a very good representation.
Yeah. Although you can't really fault too many of them for wanting to get out of here quick after five.
No, they're wanting to go home and see their friends.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Do any of the coaches ever kind of stick around and watch?
Yeah. And actually, Steve Jarvis, our head basketball coach for our women's team, was here last weekend. Unfortunately, they will be out of town. So he won't be able to stick around this weekend, but and then our other coaches pop in and out as they're coming and going.
Yeah, as a college, how beneficial is it for you guys to have an opportunity to get to host some area high school teams and especially kind of expose them a little bit to the school, but more importantly, just kind of get involved with the Jefferson County community?
Oh, actually, it's awesome. It's phenomenal. It gives us an opportunity to communicate with people that we may not get to see, on a monthly basis. We get people out here that, again, you mentioned, have never been here. And they get to see the campus for the first time. They get to ask questions. We get to socialize. We get to give information out about the institution. So it's great.
Yeah, and take us through a little bit of, like, is there much setup process or takedown process or things of that nature? You know, the dirty work.
The dirty work, the dirty work. Yeah, there is. It's the pulling the bleachers out, getting the table set up, the chairs, going and buying all the supplies for the concession stand, ordering money. It takes good 2 weeks to get everything organized and make sure that we've got what we need.
Yeah, so who runs the concession stands? Is it volunteers, or do you guys kind of use student-athletes?
It's our student workers, is a mixture of student-athletes and everyday students. They help run it for us, and the proceeds do go back to the athletic department.
All right. And then how about a media presence for the most part?
Last weekend, we had the St. Louis Today. They came down, and we're here for two games. It's a hit-and-miss year. Last weekend was the Steikhorst tournament, so a lot of the media was up there. Weekend I haven't heard yet, but I'm sure someone will show up, and it's great.
Yeah, absolutely, a terrific exposure, and you have to imagine as well that it's probably pretty cool for all the students that get to come in and play the student athletes at the high school level, because it's a bigger gym, it's a bigger environment, it's a lot of fun,
and it's actually a bigger floor.
It's a bigger floor, okay, dimension wise. Yeah. You know what they are technically.
Yeah, it's about 4 feet bigger.
4 feet bigger. Okay, so they're going to run.
Yeah.
And 2 feet on each side. Interesting. So that's very cool, very cool. Marie, just kind of, what other things kind of go into it that I may be missing here?
Actually, you've covered most of it. I mean, Eddie and the ADs do their portion in getting it organized and what they bring in. And, we already talked about what we get to do here as far as setting it up and having staff. And it's just a fun thing.
Yeah, and I know there was one other thing as well that we wanted to get to before we cut for a timeout here. Just briefly touch on this, and that's the Jazz and Jeans auction that's coming up in April.
Yes, our college foundation has an annual Jazz and Jeans auction. It is April 22nd. It's an evening event. All proceeds go back to the foundation to help our students in need. Scholarships, last-minute scholarships that are already provided. It's a great, fun evening. Our jazz band, directed by Joel Vanderhayden, is here. They will be performing. We have some other guests coming in, and it's a really fun evening to just come and enjoy.
Awesome. And you mentioned it's an annual event. Do you know how long it dates back to?
I know it's been in the gym for 4 years. Before that, I couldn't tell you. I know it was happening, but it was at different locations.
Yeah, and just in your experience in the last 4 years at the gym and being responsible for it, just kind of what have you seen from it?
It's phenomenal, the outpouring of support that the community gives us, and the businesses that donate is fantastic, because, again, all that money goes back in a pot to help our students succeed.
What does that mean to you guys as the college to just kind of see all of that support come in, knowing that you're getting help all from the community?
It's great. It means that we're working well with the community, and we get to talk with them every day.
And once again, that's on April 22nd, correct?
Correct.
All right, Marie, can you do me a favor one more time? Let's run down the start schedule and matchups for this Saturday.
You got it. All right. Starting off at 11 a.m., we have Windsor and Herculaneum. 12:30, St. Pius and North County. 2 p.m., Perryville and Grandview. 3:30, Festus and Jefferson R7. 5 p.m. DeSoto and Crystal City, and to finish the evening off, 6:30, Hillsborough and St. Vincent.
You said $4 to get in, right?
$4 adults, $2 students.
$4 adults, $2 students. You heard her. That's right. That's coming up this Saturday, the JCAA shootout. We got a full slate of basketball games for you starting at 11 a.m. Marie, thanks very much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
That's the Fieldhouse coordinator, Marie Self, joining us once again. Definitely want to come in and check out that JCAA shootout. Out boys basketball side of things. If you were here for the girls, you already know it's a terrific experience. You spend $4, you get to watch games all day long. $2 if you're a student, you also get concessions as well, so don't have to leave. You can get some food while you're here and check out a bunch of area high school basketball action and get involved within the community. And that is at the Fieldhouse on the Jefferson College campus this Saturday, December 17th, beginning at 11 a.m. We'll switch gears and talk some Jeffco women's basketball when we come back here on 1400 KJFF. Welcome you back in here to the Viking Voices show here on 1400 AM KJFF. Switching gears, talking to some Jeffco women's basketball, joined now by sophomore Alexia Nkali, also known as Lex to her teammates. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Hey, Alex, your first season here at Jefferson College, a transfer from Texas, you said, right?
Yes, sir.
How did that kind of take place?
It actually started when I actually went to Texas. It was a different experience as far as people telling me, you know, you coming from high school, being the leading scorer doesn't mean you're going to be a leading scorer at college. So that kind of, it sat with me in a different type of way. So when I got there, me not getting any playing time, it just made me who I am today as far as, you know, my confidence level and me trying my best in everything that I do. You know, I just try to be 100% in everything I do here and from now on.
Oh, okay. So it was like a growing experience, you should say.
Kind of sure.
It turned it in. And just how is this first year at Jeffco going, school-wise as well?
School-wise, it's going to get better for me as far as grades, and I won't give up as far as that. And basketball-wise, we started off pretty great, and then we hit a bump in the road. But, you know, most teams, Rome wasn't building a day, so we just have to practice and practice, and the more we practice, the more we'll create better habits in the for ourselves in the game. So
what are some of the main things that you girls are, or you women I should say, are focusing on?
The main thing we're actually focusing on is who has the ball and no fouling. We want to cut down on fouls. We want to limit the other team's scoring average, and we want to be able to higher ours, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to score more and defend better.
Okay. Like I said, I got a chance to see you several times play. You play with a lot of passion out there on the court. Yes, has that always kind of been your style?
Yeah, I've been playing basketball since I was 4, and it's just been, you know, when you start that young, it just becomes part of your life, mm-hmm. like a lung or something. So it's just what I breathe. I love basketball.
Yeah, and for you, was there a specific moment when you were younger where it was kind of like, this is, okay, I really love this. I want to do this as long as I can.
Yeah, it was after a game. I was probably in, like, 7th grade, and, like, a lot of coaches came up to me, and they were like, you know, this is something that you could do. This is something that you have, you know, this could be your ticket out. So I'm just going to make it my ticket out, my route to success.
Yeah, and it seems to be benefiting you pretty well for you, huh?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Do you have plans to try to play at a 4-year school after Jeffco?
I do. I plan on doing 2 more years and then either going overseas or to the WNBA.
Awesome. Very, very cool. Yeah, there's a lot of options. Obviously, you got the WNBA as well, and tons of players going into Euro because basketball is growing so much over there.
Yeah.
You had a chance to kind of look into that at all?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's just, it's unfair sometimes when, you know, LeBron makes more than the president. You know, women's basketball, we probably make as much as teachers. So it's like going overseas is probably the best bet if this is what you want to do with your life as a career, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's kind of been something that you've always wanted to do ever since that 7th grade was make this a career?
Ever since 4, I wanted to make
ever
it a
since
career.
Ever since 4.
Yeah.
Right on. And Alexa, how would you kind of describe your style of play out there on the court?
Oh, man, I'm more of a it really depends on the tempo of how we're starting. I'm usually more patient. Like, I'm more of a passer. Like, I used to hate when, like, I was a ball hog when I was younger. And people used to call me a ball, and I used to hate it. And that made me want to be more of a a distributor, like a contribute, like someone that I can produce instead of just taking it to the cup and probably missing it. So I just rather find that hole and find my teammate and motivate them to make the shot. And when they make the shot, it's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, well, it seems to be going pretty well for you at this point, averaging double figures in terms of points a game, also leading the team in assists. So getting a little the best of both worlds this time around, huh?
Yeah, it feels pretty good.
Yeah, is that something you've really worked hard towards to developing?
Well, like I said, coming from Cisco last year, I averaged 3 points on account of not being played at all. So hearing that and, you know, it humbles you. Like, it just makes you want to go for more, just go for the goal. Like, I haven't even reached, you know, the finish line yet, but I still feel like I'm on top. So I just want to remain on top.
Yeah, I got a long ways to go.
Yeah.
Got to ask you, because I'm sure that you're feeling great right now, because last week marked finals week, and now it's over.
Yeah.
So probably feeling pretty good to be done with all that, huh?
Yeah, it's you know, being a student athlete, there's always going to be times where it's hard to juggle, you know, schoolwork and basketball and practice and stuff. But now being able to just, you know, go to sleep right after practice, wake up, go to practice, it's a good feeling. Like, I love school, but I love basketball.
Mm-hmm. I imagine, you know, being a sophomore this year, it's made it a lot easier for you to kind of adapt and things like that, to understand the role versus as a freshman.
Yeah, definitely. Last year I came in, I thought I knew everything. I thought I had it, you know, to a T. But, you know, some people sat me down and was like, this is what you have to do. This is what you need to do to succeed. And I just took that with a grain of salt. And ever since then, I've just been, you know, aware of everything.
Yeah. It's switching back to basketball a little bit. You guys got a familiar opponent tonight, Southeastern Iowa, I should say. You guys beat them earlier this year on the road. Just kind of, what do you remember about that team?
Oh, the team, it was a good game, actually. Like, they have this one point guard who's probably the heart of their team, and it's just like, if we, you know, if you cut the heart off, there's no heartbeat, there's no movement, you know, no one knows what to do. So we, as a team, we have to stop her immediately. And I want to front the post, but I don't know what coach wants to do. So we just have to play, you know, play it by ear, and we have to come out hard. We have to come out energetic, you know, with intensity, and we got to get this win for us and for coach.
Yeah, what do you think the biggest keys are in terms of getting that intensity level up as high as it is and coming out at the start of the game to get that passion? What kind of goes into that?
Well, with my team, we feed off of each other. So it's like, if one person is energetic, then the team will see that, okay, you know, it's serious, it's go time, then it's like a domino effect. So it's like, if I come out and I'm energetic, I'm like, let's go, guys, let's make shots, let's focus, let's execute. That's what the team is going to do. You know, like, I try to lead as far as, like, my vocal abilities, like, I'll always be heard on the court just so that my team won't lose, you know, that fire that they still have left, even if we're losing, you know, just don't give up.
Yeah, so do you consider yourself one of the leaders of the team then?
I would love to consider myself one of the leaders of the team. I don't know how coach feels, but I would love to consider myself one of the leaders.
Well, how about some of the other women on the team then as well? I mean, who else is pretty vocal out there on the court or maybe leads by an example type?
Oh, for sure. We have Dominique Jennings. She's a sophomore. She's a dominant post. I've been knowing her since I was probably in eighth grade, and it's just a blessing that we were able to come to the same school because we know each other. We have, it's like every sophomore is very vocal. They're leaders. You know, we try to lead the freshmen. We try to let them know, you know, this isn't just the it. In fact, like, this isn't it. You know, it's more after this. So we just try to let them know to keep their heads focused on the books and on the court and listen to coach.
Yeah, as one of the transfers on this team, just kind of what was the process like in terms of getting to know each other and things of that nature? Because, you know, there's, I think, only four players returning from last year's team. So how was the kind of get to know each other type approach with all the different sophomore transfers that come in, as well as some of the newer freshmen?
Actually, my younger sister, my god sister, is on the team, Shannon Triplett. Coming from the same area as some of the girls, I knew some of the girls coming in. Like, I knew Janae Randall. I've been knowing Janae since probably I was, I don't know, a kid. And then we have, like I said, me and Damo have been knowing each other since eighth grade. Me and Denicia had just met each other. But it's like, coach says that our chemistry is off, but I feel like chemistry is our number one bond fact. Like, it makes us. Like, we, when we first, like, came to Jeffco, you would have thought that we'd known each other for years. Like, people were saying, you know, I love this basketball team more than any Jeffco basketball team just because you guys get along so well.
Really?
Yeah, so
very
we try
cool
to be a family.
Yeah, very, very cool. So when you're on the basketball court with each other, then does that kind of help out to make things a little bit easier, knowing, hey, I've played with Dominique since 8th grade, so you kind of know where she likes it in the post in terms of feeding her and things of that nature?
Yeah, for sure. NYP. We gotta know our personnel, but I know for sure anytime I throw the ball to Damo, she's gonna make it. So I don't even have to think about that with her. And then, like, you know, it's times where you have to patience yourself instead of just, you know, forcing something. You gotta be able to sit back and let it happen before you just go and get it.
Yeah, you mentioned the couple things you guys want to work on is more defensive intensity.
Yes.
And not fouling as much as well.
Yes.
And so when you do the defensive intensity, is that more of an execution type deal or is it more of effort?
It's effort. It's effort. We just get beside ourselves. Like we let our minds think before we, you know, like if our mind says that we're tired, we're going to go with it. We don't try to, you know, dig deep. So we have to continue to dig deep. Like the last game we played extremely hard. Like we have to play every game that way.
Okay, very cool. I want to ask you a little bit of fun questions here mm-hmm. for you. You ready?
Yeah.
We'll get to know your teammates a little bit more, right? Who's the best singer on the team?
Cheyenne Randall.
She can sing,
she
huh?
She can seriously sing.
Oh, yeah.
She can seriously
sing. Yeah, what's her go-to tune?
She can sing gospel. She can sing R&B. She can seriously sing. I want her to sing the national anthem one of these days. Like that's how well she can sing.
Hey, we got the athletic director, Greg. Wants to see. I want to see it too.
She
the way
can
you make
really
it proud.
Sing, seriously.
Does she do well under pressure? Does she handle it?
Yeah, she can. Like,
yeah.
Like we have to catch her off guard singing, but everybody know on the team knows that she can sing.
Oh, okay, so yeah. She's more of like, you know, the shower type
yeah.
singer where doesn't think anyone's around and belts it out, but once someone's around, you put her on the spot, kind of gets a little tough.
No, she still does it. Still a singer.
Gospel and R&B and everything.
Yeah,
huh?
She's really good.
Awesome. All right. Who's the person that thinks they can sing but just can't?
Shannon. Yes.
You can
hear her singing a tune every time before practice. Dynamics were stretching. You turn and you hear her trying to sing something. It's off key, but you love Shannon, so you just have to tell, you know, shut up with all the love in your heart.
How about dancer? Who can dance?
For sure, me.
Oh, you for sure?
For sure. It's definitely, you know, I have a little pep in my step, a little, little rhythm, I like to think.
You got any go-to moves?
I have a couple. Yeah.
Have you mastered any of the, the big song type dances, like the Cat Daddy or anything
yeah.
like that?
Yeah, Cat Daddy. Yeah, I haven't hit the Cat Daddy since like
the
2007.
Dougie? Yeah. Okay, but it's in the repertoire.
Yeah,
huh?
For sure.
Awesome. All right. I've asked several of the players this question. I've gotten a couple of mixed answers. I asked Dominique this last week. The best cook.
Ooh.
It's always fun to compare
that's
this.
That's a hard one because I'm not a cooker, but we got a couple people on there. Like, we have, like, my roommates, all three of my roommates can cook. Damo, Destiny, and then the basketball manager, they all can cook. The whole apartment in 815, well, Shannon, Janae can cook. And then 813, they all cook. And then 814, I don't know who cooks in there because I haven't eaten their food, but I'm pretty sure the whole team cooks except me.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Have you had Dominique's
yes.
and Janae's?
Yes.
Who's better between those two?
I like to say Damo because Damo always makes sure I eat.
Okay.
That's why I love her.
Okay. Yeah, she said herself when I asked her. She said I'm the best cook.
She is.
And Janae said I'm the best cook. And then I asked Dominique. I said, "Well, what do you think of Janae?" She said, "No, one dimensional with their spaghetti or something." So a little trash talk there on the between dinner and things of that nature.
Oh man. Well,
all right.
Filthy.
So when you guys go on the buses and the long rides and things like that, is there ever any argument about what's going to go on the player, the DVD player, or anything like that?
Oh no, we all sit down, and then when the bus starts, we are probably asleep.
Knockout. Okay,
knockout,
so use that
yeah.
time to rest. Probably do
they
some
don't
homework.
Usually play a DVD until we come back. It was like a long trip.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Who's the loudest on the team?
Probably me.
Probably you? Yeah, the loudest?
Between me and D, Denicia.
Okay. And so usually what comes with loud is comedy as well.
Indeed.
So are you one of the funnier players?
Yes. I tried. I don't even try to be, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, just naturally funny, right? Yeah. On the spot. Is there anybody that tries to be funny just a little too hard?
Shannon, she tries too hard. Like, sometimes it's like Shannon, seriously.
Really? So Shannon can't sing but thinks she can sing, and she's not funny but thinks she's funny.
I know. We have to tell Shannon sometimes, like, stop.
All right. Between your room and the apartment, who's the dirtiest?
Oh, my God. Who's the dirtiest? My room and my apartment. My room is always clean. It's between Destiny and Simone, because they always got stuff on their floor. I don't want to just set them. I don't want to just let people know that their room's dirty.
Hey, you can sugarcoat it as much as you need, you know? That's all you need. You could have just said the name answer.
I could have. I didn't have to say their name.
Awesome. All right, so going back to real quick, Lex, you guys got a game going on tonight. Obviously, we asked you about that. What types of things are you guys going to need to do on the floor tonight in order to get back-to-back wins over Southeast Iowa?
We have to be vocal. We have to be coachable. We have to, you know, focus. We have to execute. We have to be in the game even when we're not in the game, meaning if you're on the bench, you have to be, you know, encourage your teammates. You have to be energetic. We just have to be one for each other. We have to be one team in order to win any other games at this point, because I feel like we got it together from the game last week, a couple of days ago. So I feel like if we play every game how we played that game, we should be okay.
Awesome, Lex. Hey, thanks very much for joining us here on the Viking Voices Show, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's sophomore guard Alexian Colley joining us here on the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 KJFF. Her team's in action tonight at 6:30 against Southeast Iowa. They defeated them last time around 77-75. On the road. We'll step aside for a short timeout where we will hear from the head coach of the Jefferson Vikings. That's Coach Steve Jarvis coming up next. Welcome you back to Voices Show. We cover all things Jefferson College athletics week to week, live from the Jefferson College campus fieldhouse in Hillsboro. Just spoke with sophomore guard Alexian Colley about the basketball team, and now we are joined by the head coach, Coach Steve Jarvis. Coach, how are we doing this afternoon?
Great, Will. How are you?
We're doing all right. And, Coach, you guys had a road trip this past Sunday over to Wabash Valley. You guys fell 106-82, but one of the things that stood out to me just looking at that score was you said, hey, we got to get back to scoring into the 70s, and it looks like you guys got back into the 80s, so some positive things to take
right,
from the game.
We were a little more efficient with the basketball. We still had too many turnovers, but we've got the ball down the court transition-wise and had some opportunities to score and get some layups. But, again, we got to work on that turnover ratio and keep working on that.
Yeah, how about from a defensive standpoint effort?
Well, you know, when they score 100 points, it's hard to say if we played any defense, but we've kind of changed it up a little bit. We didn't press as much, and we had more of a half-court set. But, I felt like we matched up better. We kind of knew our assignments. The offensive boards is what our defensive boards. Their offensive boards is kind of what got us. They got, a strong post player that was able to get her hands on a lot of basketballs, keep them active and keep it alive, and they were able to get some putbacks and other opportunities that way. Just one-on-one defensively, I thought we did a little bit better, though.
Yeah, when you go against a player like that in the post who's just kind of got the height, weight advantage type things on the block, is it more crucial then for your players to be more fundamentally sound in terms of the boxing out?
Yeah, we got to tag and block out. We have a tendency to just turn around and wait for the ball and try to out-jump people, and that with someone active like that, you got to get a body on them.
Coach, you guys scored in the 80 points. Said you're more efficient on the offensive side of the ball, creating some good shots of that nature. But how about the jump shots and things falling from that range?
Yeah, I thought we shot the ball a little bit better. Lex had a pretty good game offensively. We still were one of the things that hurt us a little bit. We were in foul trouble too. So that she got two quick fouls early, and Janae had four fouls. She ended up fouling out, and D had two fouls early and was in foul trouble. So, there's some scoring threats right there that we didn't have the minutes that we would like for them to have. But, we've been working a lot on shooting the ball and you know, the practices we've had this week has been a lot better, a lot more intense. So hopefully that's a good sign, and we've kind of gained a little bit from that game on Sunday.
Now, Coach, you mentioned the foul trouble and the issues, but still able to get into the 80s. Is that a reflection as well as finally kind of being healthy in terms of all your depth?
Well, a little bit. You know, Taylor Williams has she didn't really score much, but she's had a lot better week of practice. She's only had a couple practices before we went into that game last week, and having her on the court, you know, gives us another threat from the perimeter and spreads it out a little bit, and then also opens up some driving lanes for some of our other players that can get the ball to the basket. So, you know, we need to have, you know, several of them shoot the ball well in a particular day to be efficient, and I think we had that a little bit better this last game.
Coach, how about we talk a lot about trying to improve that defense for you and things of that nature. Is being able to have one of your players just kind of step up with a lot of high energy, is that something that would kind of help catapult the
whole
team?
Well, we have to communicate. Communications, I think, is our key, and that's one of the big things we've been talking about. Well, we've talked from the beginning, but reemphasized that again this past week in practice. They've got to talk more. They've got to get their matchups. And, you know, there's just too many occasions where we leave someone unguarded because we're switching or whatever might happen. So, you know, that's the key that we have to really focus on is our communication and make sure we're communicating to each other. And you know, I might have to guard a different person down the floor this time, depending on what's happening. So, you know, that's a team defense philosophy that we've got to get everybody to buy into a little bit more.
Is that something that you just kind of have to hound on in practice?
Yeah, it's just a repetitive action on that, just trying to keep that going. You know, we have to have two-way players that can't just worry about what just happened on offense. They got to get back and defend. And, you know, it's having a little pride in that defense and getting some stops.
Coach, is there anyone that's kind of stood out to you on the defensive floor that's kind of had some good effort in the last couple of games?
Well, I think I don't know that I would identify one particular person, but it's just, again, I can see it kind of building back a little bit that we're talking more and we're taking a little more pride in that. You know, Lex, for example, is, you know, we gave her a pretty tough assignment to the top player. You know, she was a NJCAA All-American from Wabash on Sunday, and she did a lot better one-on-one ball defense and kept her from the basket a lot, even though, you know, she did end up with 30-something points, but she got to the free throw line for a lot of attempts. But, you know, I thought Lex did a little better job on ball, keeping, you know, kind of with that challenge, basically trying to keep her in front of her. You know, it's again, I don't think it's one particular person that's going to stand out that really is our defensive stopper. The closest person we might have to that is Tyra Bonner, who got her wisdom teeth taken out, so she hasn't played, you know, this last couple games. So, you know, and she's not been practicing, but she's the one that's kind of real defensive minded, and we can kind of put her on someone that's a pretty quick guard, and she will give them a little trouble.
Coach, we all know how the players feel about this next question. They obviously got done with finals last week, but is it nice as a coach, too, to know that you kind of have the players' full attention and you don't have to worry about them kind of having those finals and schooling
right,
in the background?
You know, I think naturally during finals week it's always tough. Traditionally, I haven't played during finals week, but we had an opportunity to get squeeze that SWIC game in on that Wednesday. And, you know, I think that week of practice, you could see we were a little bit unfocused, I guess, kind of day-to-day with a lot of things going on and kind of crunch time with the end of semester and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I think they've all kind of had a little bit of sigh of relief. And it's, like I said, maybe that's built on, you know, our better practices this week. So, you know, but that's part of being a student athlete. I mean, you've got to be able to balance that. And I've always found it seems to be that most athletes tend to do better in season because they've got assistance and kind of helping manage their time, and they know they don't have time to waste. And, you know, so that's kind of a learning experience that we all have to have, you know, as we go, especially that first year of college.
Yeah, very interesting. Coach, you got a familiar opponent going on tonight. You guys, I believe it was your first road game of the year. You were able to defeat Southeastern Iowa 77-75. What did you learn from that game?
Well, they've got some players that can play. They've got a guard that really can shoot the ball. And we knew that going in, and she jumped up and hit two or three threes right in front of her face kind of early in that game. But that's a team that kind of never gives up. They keep playing hard. They're a little bit shorthanded right now. We've got to defend. They're active. They still are conditioned well, and they keep coming at you. So, they've got I think their record right now is it's 8-3 or 9-3, I think. So they've won some games. They just come off of losing to Marshalltown on Monday at Marshalltown. So, we've got to again play our tempo and get the ball up and down the court and get defensive stops. That's kind of where it starts, and make sure we clear the boards and don't give them two or three chances every time down the court.
Yeah, are they a team that likes to run as well?
They will a little bit, but they kind of pick their moments for that again. They're not as deep, so there's several players that are going to be playing 30 plus minutes, in the game. So, they kind of pick and choose that time, but they've got a couple players that can get it and go.
Coach, obviously you guys got the game tonight, and then you have Illinois Central on Saturday, and then a little bit of a break for the holiday, obviously things like that. Since this is the last time I'll be talking with you for a full week, just what have you kind of seen from the first half of the season?
Well, again, I thought we started off like gangbusters. I mean, we really felt like everybody was in, and we had good enthusiasm, and we knew early on, we, from a coaching standpoint, we probably weren't satisfied exactly with where we were, but we had to kind of enjoy those wins as we had them, knowing that it was going to get a lot tougher as the season went on. But some of the things that we struggled a little bit early on kind of came to light a little bit more in some of those games that I really felt like we had a chance to win. And that just kind of snowballed a little bit, and we just got going the wrong direction. But, it's a resilient bunch. I feel like we've got competitors out there that want to win and want to find a way to win. And it's a matter of trying to improve that chemistry and keep it going in the right direction. So really this week and that week between Christmas and New Year's and that first week coming back for after break is going to be key for us. We've got to play well and put some wins together, and hopefully that'll help our confidence as we go into region play.
Absolutely. Hey, Coach Jarvis, best of luck tonight, and thanks very much for your time as always.
Great. All right. Thanks, Will.
That's the head coach of the Jefferson College women's basketball team, Coach Steve Jarvis, joining us here on the Viking Voices Show. His team getting set to take on Southeastern Iowa. These two teams met at the beginning of the year, or I should say towards the beginning of the year, the first road trip. They came away with a 77-75 victory. That game coming up, tip-off scheduled for 6:30 p.m. You can hear it right here on KJFF, or you got to go away, don't worry. We live in the day and age of the internet. You can log online, mimoinfo.com, and stream us at the KJFF logo on the home screen. I'll be talking with you in just about an hour and a half or so. Madeline Gilbert's got your news coming up next.